Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Brought to you by MD Anderson Cancer Center. Ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for 29 years by U.S. News and World Report. Learn more about MD Anderson at MakingCancerHistory.com. The One Free Press Coalition spotlights journalists under attack. In May 2019, Wired joined the One Free Press Coalition, a united group of preeminent editors and publishers using their global reach and social platforms to spotlight journalists under attack worldwide. Today, the coalition is issuing its fifth monthly 10 Most Urgent list of journalists whose press freedoms are being suppressed or whose cases demand justice. Jamal Khashoggi, the murdered columnist for The Washington Post, remains atop the list following a UN report that blames Saudi Arabia for his murder. Norma Saravia is on the list now, too. So far in 2019, Mexico is the deadliest country for journalists. At least three journalists have been confirmed killed in connection with their work, and the Committee to Protect Journalists is investigating four additional murders to determine if they were related to the journalists' work. Here is July's list, ranked in order of urgency. 1. Jamal Khashoggi, Saudi Arabia. New UN report squarely blames Saudi Arabia and implicates Prince for journalists' murder. Despite the scathing report and earlier findings from the CIA that point to the Saudi Crown Prince's involvement, there's still no independent investigation into the Virginia resident's brutal murder at the Saudi Arabian consulate in Istanbul. Calls for the White House to release intelligence reports have gone unheeded, along with a deadline to reply to Congress as required under the U.S. Global Magnitsky Act. 2. Norma Saravia, Mexico. Crime reporter shot to death at her home in Mexico. The correspondent for Diario Presente and Tabasco Hoy was shot and killed at her home in Tabasco State, Mexico on June 11th. Saravia had been covering crime and violence and received threats in 2014 for her reporting. The Tabasco State Attorney General's Office said it had opened an investigation into the murder, but the killer remains at large. 3. Marzia Amiri, Iran. Journalist arrested covering May Day demonstrations. The economics reporter at Tehran-based newspaper Sarg Daily was arrested by Iranian authorities while covering May Day demonstrations, and since then her family has had limited contact with her. Authorities have accused Amiri of committing crimes against national security without giving any further details. As of June 2019, no date for release has been given. 4. Azori Gwanda, Tanzania, independent Tanzanian journalist still missing. A freelanced journalist working in rural Tanzania, Gwanda has been missing since November 21, 2017. Before his disappearance, Gwanda had been investigating mysterious killings in his community. The Tanzanian government has so far failed to launch a credible investigation into his case. 5. Stanislav Aseyev, Ukraine. Disappeared reporter turns up in prison, held with limited communication. Ukrainian freelance reporter Stanislav Aseyev disappeared 2 years ago in Donetsk, Ukraine. He was reported detained by Russian-backed separatists in East Ukraine and confessed to espionage charges on a Russian state-run TV channel while under obvious duress. Family members have had intermittent communication with him over the past 2 years, and there are serious concerns over Asayev's health in prison. 6. Asif Sultan, India. Journalist in prison for covering Kashmir conflict, faces health concerns. Asif Sultan, a reporter for Kashmir Narrator, was arrested and charged with complicity in harboring known terrorists in August 2018. Sultan, who has health issues, has been repeatedly interrogated and asked to reveal his sources by police. 7. Daphne Caruana Galizia, Malta. No progress in murder of investigative journalist. Panama Papers investigative reporter Daphne Caruana Galizia was murdered in a car bomb blast in 2017 in Malta. There has been little movement on her case since then, and the perpetrators still remain at large. 8. Jonah Zabiri, Nigeria, journalists rearrested on dubious charges. Since May 2019, the publisher and editor-in-chief of The Weekly Source, Jonah Zabiri, is again behind bars on charges under Nigeria's Cyber Crimes Act, Anti-Sabotage Act, and Terrorism Prevention Act for crimes allegedly carried out in 2016. The charges match those authorities put forth when he was held without access to his family or a lawyer from 2016 to 2018. 9. Seyoum Sehaye, Eritrea, nearly 20 years behind bars for his journalism. Seyoum Sehaye is one of several Eritrean journalists arrested after the government summarily banned the privately owned press in 2001 in response to criticism of President Isaias Afwerki. Eritrean authorities have never accounted for the whereabouts, health, or legal status of Sehaye and the others. 10. Wei Zili, China, Chinese journalist arrested for reporting on labor rights. Editor Wei Zili was arrested by Chinese authorities in March 2019 on charges of disturbing public order, though his family believe it was because of his reporting on labor rights issues in their community. According to CPJ's 2018 prison census, China is the second largest jailer of journalists in the world. The One Free Press Coalition contains 33 prominent international members, including America Economia, The Associated Press, Bloomberg News, The Boston Globe, BuzzFeed, CNN Money Switzerland, Corriere della Sera, De Standard, Deutsche Welle, Estadão, Euractiv, The Financial Times, Forbes, Fortune, HuffPost, India Today, Insider Inc., Le Temps, Middle East Broadcasting Networks, Office of Cuba Broadcasting, Quartz, Radio Free Asia, Radio Free Europe and Radio Liberty, Republic, Reuters, The Straits Times, Süddeutsche Zeitung, Time, TV Azteca, Voice of America, The Washington Post, Wired, and Yahoo News. One Free Press Coalition partners with the Committee to Protect Journalists, CPJ, and the International Women's Media Foundation, IWMF, to identify the most urgent cases for the list, which is updated and published on the first day of every month. News organizations throughout the world can join the coalition by emailing info@onefreepresscoalition.com.